Whoa, guys, if you thought I was drunk in that last audio, you have no idea. I just got drinks with my coworkers. I work in a writing department for my company, and I went out with the logistics folks because I used to work in manufacturing, so I fucks with the logistics. Not actually, I don't fuck. Okay, I'm too drunk to make jokes. But anyway, yes. So I went out for drinks with my friends, and I am way too tipsy to drive, even though I had two drinks. So I am being responsible. Do not worry. I parked far away again. I walked over to my car, and I don't want you guys thinking I'm an alcoholic. Like, I have normally like two drinks a week, and that's on a Friday. It's just, I went on vacation last week, and I went out for drinks with my coworkers this week, so I had two drinks again, and they were fucking strong. I had a gin and tonic, and I had a margarita. Woo! That margarita, though, oh my god. I had a coffee. I waited 45 minutes to come to my car, and... But the good thing for you... Oh, shit, my nail. Okay, I'm so sorry. Anyway, the good news for you is I am totally uninhibited. This is Sara at peak uninhibition. So I'm going to tell it to you straight because I can't even feel my face right now. I'm a wimp with this stuff. Like, I've never done drugs. Not because I don't have anything against people doing them. I'm a baby and I have anxiety. So I'm scared of like losing control, but also I'm on anxiety pills. So after two drinks, I am drunk as fuck. Like, oh my god, I was walking out of this place and I like made sure everyone knew. I'm like, I am not driving after this. I am sleeping in my car, which is my plan. I would never drive drunk. Don't worry, I'm full of my executive functioning faculties right now. But anyway, I'm in my car. There's a lady in her car across the way. She's talking on the phone. So I'm waiting for her to leave. Blah, 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 blah. Man, those drinks were delicious. That gin and tonic was strong. Oh my gosh. Like, I am a gin connoisseur. And if y'all are gin fans, like, at me right now, tell me what your favorite gin is. We can be snobs about it. DM me. Tell me. Because I love gin. Gin is the best. I think it's so good. I swear I'm not an alcoholic, okay? Like, I have two drinks a week. I'm very moderate in my drinking, okay? I'm addicted to gambling. I'm not addicted to drinking. Maybe I'm addicted to sex, too. Oh, I miss sex. I've been in a relationship for 7.5 years. And things are not going so great right now. I always thought he wanted kids because he always said he really, really, really wanted kids and always brought it up. And then he changed his mind 3 months ago. And I always thought I was like either or. But I guess in the back of my mind, I always knew I wanted kids. I've always wanted to adopt. And that was even before I found out I have fertility issues. And this whole situation has made me realize, oh man, I really do want kids. Like, I might not even be able to have kids. My sister can't have kids at all. We both have PCOS and I also have vaginismus, so like I've never even been fucked before that way. But Jesus Christ, why am I saying it that way? Okay, anyway. So point is, I might not even be able to have kids, but I want kids. I've like looked into the whole adoption process. I'm planning on adopting within the US, because you can at least be certain that you're not adopting a trafficked child when you adopt in the US, or one that's stolen from kids' parents, because that's horrible. And I'm really passionate about it. You know, I want to do an open adoption, so I want my kid to have the possibility of knowing their birth parent, if that's something that is healthy for my future child. It's something I really want. And I didn't know for a long time that was something I really wanted. Without getting into it, my mom has a lot of mental health issues. And I don't even mean common ones. I mean pretty rare ones and pretty serious ones. My mom has borderline personality disorder. And I grew up alone with my mom for a while because my dad worked in Texas while I was young. So it was hard, for a long time. My mom, so I was a runner and I was quite skinny. I'm pretty tall. I'm 5'8". I was a size 2 for a long time, right? And like as a, being 5'8", when you're a size 2, you're quite thin. My mom would constantly call me fat and ugly. And I realize now it's because I look like my dad. But anyway, I don't want to be a sad drunk. I'm not a sad drunk. I'm a happy drunk. So anyway, yes. So I have some mommy issues. And for a long time, I thought I didn't want kids because of that. But I realized I do want kids. Fuck, I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway, this is probably really fucking boring for you to listen to. I'm really sorry. All this to say, goddamn, this is not sexy at all. I'm going to make this sexy, I promise. Like, I am so sorry. Yikes. Okay, let's redo. That's the rewind sound. Thank you. Okay, so all this to say, I've been having some issues in my relationship over whether we're gonna have kids someday. We have had sex once in the past 4 months. So that's something. And not for a lack of me initiating. It's been stressful on him. I don't blame him. But God, do I want sex so bad. And like, because of my pelvic stuff, I can't even have penetrative sex at the moment. Like my body just won't let it happen. But oh my God, do I miss sex. I miss just grinding on him and feeling his chest under my hands and kind of riding him while I'm, you know, still wearing my underwear and him sucking on my tits. Oh my God, that's always really good. I am so horny, not only because of the lack of sex, but I think the pills I started going on for my PCOS make me really fucking horny. So I am just thinking about sex constantly. I am so fucking horny. You don't even understand. Like, all my life I've been this very dedicated student. I've been very focused. I would get mad at myself for getting an A- in like an AP class. I was on the math team. I was on the Science Olympiad team. I'm this very focused person with my goals, you know? And I love my job. I love my coworkers. I love what I do. At work this past week, all I can think about is just straddling a guy, any guy, and just like riding him and just and like blowing him. Oh my God. I believe I'm saying that, but like, oh, I just want to fuck. That's all I want so bad. Oh my God, I just want it. I should make use of the fact that I'm drunk right now and just kind of admit some things. I love watching guys come. It's so hot. I love when they come a lot. I'm not submissive at all, but I get turned on by the thought of like just having it all over my body and my face, and it's so fucking hot, and I think about that and I just really want it. Oh God, I haven't seen a guy come in 4 months, and it feels as good as when I come, when I watch my boyfriend come. It's, oh my God, and he comes a lot. It's really hot. It's really fucking hot. Just like, oh God. I love watching a guy just explode like that, and and knowing I'm the reason why is really, it's a big turn on, and it's very flattering, and I love it. Gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is something that I really struggle to say sober unless I'm with my boyfriend. Like, I'm with my boyfriend, it is filthy. I am just, in order to get off, I'm just talking about him coming for like 10 minutes and thinking about the way that he comes and how much he comes and the way it looks. I can't believe I'm saying this. This is really embarrassing, but yeah, that's what gets me. It's easier to say this when I've had 2 drinks. So yeah, so I don't know, some of you might be listening and maybe have heart already, and that's okay. I know I'm gonna get off tonight. Like, oof, gosh, just at work I was thinking about just like writing different hot guys. Some of them I know, and I would never flirt with them or make any passes at them in real life. I'm monogamous. I don't cheat. That's not me. That's, honesty is huge to me. And following rules, I'm a rule follower. Call it my Catholic upbringing, call it OCD. It's probably a lot of those things, having a strict mom. But I follow rules, and I do not like to hurt people. That is horrible. And so I would never want to hurt my boyfriend. But goddamn, do I think about guys. Because, oh my god, I haven't thought about sex this much since I was a teenager. I don't even know if I thought about sex this much when I was a teenager. Like, I thought about making love. And yeah, I still like that. I still like really romantic, lovey-dovey sex. But no, like, there's a part of me that just wants to fuck right now. Like, just climb on top of a guy and just, oh my god. Just get on him and just, God, the thought of it just is like making me shake, because I want it. I want it so bad. It's been 4 months. Oh my god. I just want to like finger my clit right now. You have no idea. If this parking lot were more dark, I would be just like grinding into my hand and coming, and you would hear that. Oh god. Oh, I need to come. I've been getting off most days this week. And like, before I went back on my meds, well, before I went on this PCOS medicine, because I'm also on anxiety medicine, and that lowers people's libidos, right? You know, I get off like once or twice a week. Okay, la da da. You know, me and my boyfriend, he has the same, back then we had the same libido. So like, I would be initiating sex and he was fine with once a week. But now it's like, I want it every other day or every day. And oh my god, I just want to come. Like, I just really want to come. God, it feels so good. Like, oh god. My pelvic condition has been getting better, and I've been able to insert, I have these dilators. The biggest one I've been able to insert has been 3 inches long and like 1 inch wide. I was able to insert that while I was fingering myself, like on my clit. And oh my god, the orgasm I had was just so fucking intense. It was, it was so good. Oh god, it was so good. I was listening to, I don't even remember what I was listening to, like some audio on Reddit, and just, oh my god, when I came, it was just so good. God, I need to get fucked, you have no idea. I need it, like, oh, I need it. Oh, I fucking need it. Oh. God, I don't know why I'm so horny. I don't even know, but God. All week I've been just thinking about straddling different guys, just various ones, and just sinking down their dick and kissing them and feeling their tongue in my mouth and grabbing the back of their head while we kiss and just, oh God, just feeling them fill me. That would feel so good right now. You have no idea. Oh God, my clit is so desperate and I just want to touch it. Oh fuck. I just want to touch it. Like, my legs are squeezing together and I'm just, I just want to come. I just want to come. Oh my God, I just want to come. Oh my God, I just want to come. I just want to come on a big dick and just, oh no. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. This is not for show. I'm so horny. Oh, I just want to drip on a big cock and just, just clench it and, oh God. Oh God. Yes. Oh. Oh God. And I just want him to be grabbing my ass and, oh, sucking my tits. Oh. Oh. Fuck, I wanna be fingering myself right now. You have no idea. I'm so sexually frustrated. This is like, oh God. I just really, oh, and I squeeze my legs. Oh God, I just wanna fucking come. I just wanna fucking come. Oh God. Oh God. Fuck. God. Oh God. Oh God, I just want to feel a big dick. I have not gone this long without sex since I studied abroad in England. I was there 4 months and I was dating my boyfriend at the time. It was right at the start of our relationship. And I still sent him naughty videos all the time. And he sent me these really sexy audios and I would just finger myself. I remember I was in Finland and to fall asleep, I would, even though I was staying in England, I visited some family and friends in Finland. And at night to fall asleep, because I missed him so much, I would just listen to the sex audios over and over again because I missed his voice. And I want to be that way again with him, but I don't know if we will be. But, oh my God. Oh God. Oh God, I fucking want sex so bad. Oh God. He's the only one I've ever been with. We got together when I was 19 and I'm almost 27 now. Jesus, it's been a long time. Oh God. And like, I thought about sex before, but oh my God, never like this. Oh, I really want it. Oh my God, I really want it. God, my legs are just like squeezing right now. Oh, just to give my clit something. Oh God, I just want to come. I just want to come. Oh God, I hope you come too. I really hope you come while listening to this. Oh God. Oh, just imagine something really hot right now, baby. Just imagine just busting wherever you want. On a big, full pair of titties or a nice round ass or a pretty face. Whatever you want. Just, oh, fucking God. Oh fuck, I wanna come. I wanna come, you have no idea. I wanna fucking come. Oh my God. Oh my God, I haven't been this horny in a long time. Oh God. Fuck. Oh God, I want my finger on my clit right now. Oh, I want one finger on my clit and the other playing with my tits. Oh, yeah, and I want a big dick in my mouth. Oh, to moan around. Or just any cock. Oh, yeah. God. Oh, just some salty cum on my tongue. Oh, to swallow and to moan on while I... Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I need to come. 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 Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God, if I started writing a dick right now, I would just shudder and shake on it and just... Oh. Oh, God, I'm so fucking wet. God. Oh, fuck. Fuck, it's so... God, yes. Oh, God. I'm so horny. God. Oh, oh God. This is crazy. I see somebody going to their car. Shit. Fuck. It's like a really old guy too. I'm sorry to ruin it for you if you're getting really into this, but I don't know if anybody's going to get into this. This is just me babbling and I'm a little more sober now, but oh my God. Fuck, my clit is just, oh God. I've wanted to touch it for the past few days and just buck my hands into it and oh fucking finger it and oh God and just think about oh God fuck I just want it oh I'm gonna wait till this guy leaves but I want it I really fucking want it oh God stroke your fucking cock Oh, God. Yes. 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 Oh, my God. I'm going to go home and I'm going to finger myself. And I'm just going to shudder around my fingers and come so fucking hard. So fucking hard. You have no idea. Oh, God. I haven't been this horny. Oh, oh, God. Oh, God. I just want to ride a guy. Oh, I just want to crawl on top of you and just sink my wet, tight, warm pussy onto your dick. Oh, I want you to feel it quiver and shudder because I'm already so fucking horny. I just, fuck. Oh, God, every time I move my legs, I just, God, I'm so fucking horny. I could just come just rocking my hips back and forth like this. Oh god if I just rub my pussy lips on a dick I would just fuck I'm so horny you don't understand. Oh god I just need it. I fucking need it. Fucking need it. I really fucking need it. Oh fuck, I'm just like grinding on my chair right now. That's why you hear all this leather screeching and I just God. God. I need it. Fuck, another car drove by. Jesus Christ. I don't want to get arrested, but need dick. You don't understand how much I need a big dick or just any dick because honestly with my condition like a 3-incher feels like a big dick to me so oh god it just would completely fill me and god and stretch me out and just oh god.
God, I just need to come. I just need to come. Oh, God, I just need to come. Oh, God, when I get home, I'm just gonna lay back in bed and just, oh, fuck, just pound my clit with my finger until I just, oh, just climb that peak and then, God. Oh, sometimes, oh, God, I pinch my nipples and it just, oh, just makes that peak that much more, oh. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck, I need to come. I need to come. I need to come. I need to come. Please come with me. Just. Oh, God. Fuck. I don't know why I'm so horny. I just need to come. I need to come. It's been too long. It's driving me crazy. I can't stop thinking about sex. You don't. Oh, I can understand. It is torture to sleep next to a man and just smell him and sometimes feel him against you and not be able to fuck. I just need to fuck. Ah, God, I just need to fuck. I need to fuck. That's what I need. Oh, my God, that's what I need. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm sorry that I'm sounding so aggressive. I just really need to fucking come and just... Oh, God. Oh, I want to see him come again. I want to make him come. Oh, God. Oh, I want to make him come. I love making him come. Oh, God. I just... Oh, God, I can't come here, but I need to. Oh, just imagine that I'm rubbing my clit and I... Oh, I'm just playing with my tits in my other hand and I... Oh, God. So fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, come for me, baby. If I can't come, you need to come. You need to come. You need to come. Yes. Yes. Oh, beat that dick off, baby. Oh, God, stroke it. Oh, stroke it. Stroke the head. Stroke the base. Oh, squeeze those balls just a little bit. Oh, God. And then just milk it. Milk it. Oh, God. You know I want it. You know I want to see it. Oh, God. Just fuck. 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 Oh. 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 Oh, baby. Oh, I hope that felt good for you. That might not have been enough to come, but I hope you just keep listening to my voice until it makes you just bust and blow that thick load that you've been saving. Oh, God. I know when I need to come, I just think about how creamy and how thick it is, and that just, oh, God, there's, oh, God, oh, okay, fuck, I'm glad I didn't record this sober, because I don't think I could say these things. Oh, God, please just come. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Thank you, baby.